Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jordan Schultz, he joins right now, insider and analyst, easy for me to say, both NFL and college. Check him out, host of the Pull Up Pod with CJ McCollum. You can check him out there, and he joins right now on the Fan Morning Show. Jordan, a very good morning to you. How's everything?
Hey, great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on. And a lot of talk still, a lot of scuttlebutt in this part of the world, as you can imagine, with Jordan Addison. And I saw that you had reported that it's down to Texas and USC. I think that, you know, initially everybody had a lot of the stuff with USC. How much with Texas do you think is this Brennan Marion effect, and how much his receivers coach is there in the pull from him?
It helps a lot. And I think Coach Marion, Brandon Harris, the recruiting coordinator of Texas, have been all in on Jordan Addison and the fact that he can join an already really robust receivers group. You know, they have Nair from Wyoming that is basically a 1,000-yard receiver, had 12 touchdowns, was all Mountain West as a sophomore. They add Hall from Alabama. They have Xavier Worthy. They have Billingsley. They also brought in Quinn Ewers from the portal. And they have Hudson Guard. Both those guys are going to be pros. So they have a tremendous amount of talent, Texas does. And I think when you talk about USC, you know, the main draw there is Caleb Williams. They have a relationship together from the DMV. But, you know, USC does not have the same amount of talent or national exposure as Texas. And, you know, Texas right now feels like they're a Big 12 contender. And, you know, Jordan Addison is a big part of that.
We've always kind of heard that USC is the favorite. It sounds like, based on what you're saying, though, you think Texas might have been able to sway Jordan Addison. Who do you think is the favorite here, and what do you think will be the difference maker in his choice?
Well, USC had the rumored $3 million NIL situation. You know, it's L.A. Austin is similar in a lot of regards to L.A. I mean, it's kind of the L.A. of the South. That's how Texas kind of views itself. They have the Longhorn Network. I don't know if it's one or the other yet. I think it's surprising to people, though, that Texas has gotten this close, because about a week ago, or I'd say 2 weeks ago, it really did seem like USC was in the driver's seat for Jordan Addison. But I think Texas has sold itself on, we have more talent, we have a bigger brand name, we're more relevant. And I think one of the biggest things is Steve Sarkisian. Now, USC has Lincoln Riley, and he's a big-time coach, and I think what he did at Oklahoma was tremendous. But I think Steve Sarkisian is a really relatable guy as well. I know that Addison had two really good visits with both schools, and obviously the NIL opportunity will be robust in Austin as well, just like it is in L.A. So I don't know if it's one or the other yet, but I do think Texas has firmly put itself within reach, you know, and I think Alabama obviously was interested as well. From what I'm told, it's really just down to the two schools right now.
Jordan, I'm very interested in what precipitated the whole thing with Addison deciding that he wanted to leave Pitt, and we heard of overtures being made toward him before his name ever officially, or at least was reported to officially, hit the transfer portal. So is it simply the ability to make more money in Austin or L.A. than in Pittsburgh? And has he been able to give Pitt, or did he at any point give Pitt, I guess I'll call it the equivalent of a right of first refusal or something like that, the ability to match?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, and I'm not sure yet. I think we'll know a lot more after he makes a decision. But when it comes to Pitt, you know, I think there's no question that he had a great experience there. He has a great relationship with Kenny. Obviously had an incredible season going from basically, you know, a somewhat unknown as a freshman to the Biletnikoff winner as a sophomore. But in terms of the reasoning why and a refusal to match, I'm not sure yet. I think we need to wait a few more days. But I do think we will have an answer by the end of the week, you know, potentially next couple of days here. And then we can dig in more to that.
Jordan Schultz, he joins right here, Fan Morning Show. Now, I've heard, and you're tuned into this real deep, and I've talked to a bunch of people in college football, and tell me if I'm on the right path or not, because this is what people have told me. They said, here's the dirtiest little secret. Nobody's going to rat anybody for tampering because what happens is people don't want to come to our school and find out how we're getting some of the players in the portal as well. Everybody's being contacted before they officially hit the portal. You think that's accurate?
Yes. Yeah, I do. And if not everyone, a high number, especially when you're talking about players like Jordan Addison at this level, you know, future first-round picks. So, yeah, here's the problem. The tampering situation, it's the Wild West with the NIL. It's so new. The NCAA has not been able to, you know, properly regulate it yet. And I don't know if they ever will. But at this point, because of how new it is, they don't know how to handle it. You know, Mark Emmert's leaving, the head of the NCAA. He doesn't want to deal with it anymore. And you have, you know, I know that there's been talk of, hey, would it be helpful to have a salary cap with the NIL? Perhaps. But it's so early. It's so new. And there's so much money at stake that as a result, the tampering is happening at a rapid rate. There's no doubt about it. When I talk to coaches, big schools, you know, Power 5, non-Power 5, that's what I've heard. Yes.
So I think to this point with the NIL situation, this has been maybe the biggest marquee situation, the biggest marquee name or move in during this. So if and when this transfer takes place, you talked about some of the ideas that could be in play here, but overall, what precedent do you think it sets for college athletes and schools, knowing that Jordan Addison was pulled from a pretty good situation just based on some of these offers that he could get that wouldn't have been available this time last year?
Yeah, you know what, Shelby? The situation is that he had a really good one at Pitt. And, you know, he obviously is someone that is going to get paid regardless, a tremendous amount of money once he's in the NFL. But I think what the biggest difference now in terms of the NIL and the portal money, you know, you combine both of those things because both of them are big deals and fairly new when it comes to the portal, is that the portal wasn't designed to work the way it is, but it is. And the NIL, like I said, is because there's so much money, you're going to have to, if you're a college program, even if you're not a Power 5 school, or if you are a Power 5 school, you have to recruit your guys every day as if they could be leaving the next day. You know, 5 years ago, when you were the four-string wide receiver at a Power 5 school and a four- or five-star recruit, you aren't going to necessarily transfer because you're going to have to sit out a year and there's no money. Now, if you feel like you have a better situation and you're very well could be being tampered with by other schools who are telling you, come here right now, you'll start, you'll make $500,000, whatever it is, that's extremely enticing, particularly when you're 19, 20 years old. So right now, I think the biggest problem for some of these schools and the thing that everyone's going to have to get accustomed to doing is recruiting your own players every day or every week, just the way that you would when they were in high school or when they were JUCO guys. And that's the biggest, I think, not only difference, but probably the most important factor moving forward.
Jordan Schultz. Jordan, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it, and we'll do it again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.